Right, good. Hello, Nobius Women. Coach Lisa here. You are joining me today for the regain coaching call. So, this is a call where I want you to raise your hand for some coaching. That's what we're here for. You can also post questions in the Q&A. Let me know that you're here. How's everybody doing today? It's a beautiful Sunday afternoon. I see everybody coming in. So, the other thing to do is make sure that you set your chat to everyone so that everybody can see it. I may or may not be in the chat. But again, this is a live coaching call. Our focus here is on regains. So, if you have how to regain and have any questions about how to turn that around, I want you to remember that we have the regain reset on the website. And how many people are going through that course right now? Oh, I see a few are telling me they're going through it. One of the things about this course is that it's a little bit different than some of our other courses. This one, it's really important to do the steps as you're going through it. I think this is sort of one of the big things that has come up with some of my private clients when I do coaching is that they want to kind of do the course to solve the problem. And that's not how this works, right? Really, what's happened when we have a regain is there's something that we didn't quite catch the first time, second time, or whatever. There's a piece that was kind of, not dialed in. And it's not just, okay, I got to get back to doing the basics. I mean, yeah, someone in the chat says, I'm getting back on track. Well, that's great, but I really want you to recognize what's really going on. That's the first R in that reset. Recognize what was really going on. What was the piece? What was the story that you were telling yourself? And it can be what's the story that you're telling yourself that's making it difficult to get back to doing what you were doing, or what was the story that came up when you made that shift from losing weight to gaining weight again? There was something that came up. And I know for me, one of them was at one point was the idea of, oh, this is too easy. I can't do this, right? It was just, and it was like, wait, what? And that's because other people actually came to me and said that, said, how is it possible you're doing this? And I'm like, it's just easy. I'm just, you know what? I just don't eat when I'm feeling emotional anymore. I eat when I'm hungry and I stop at enough. And they were like, no. I literally had a friend ask me, are you sure you're not like, you haven't got cancer or something? You're not like dying on me. And I'm like, no, just losing weight. But at some point, all of their doubt kind of, it makes you go, am I doing something wrong? Is there something I've missed here? And then slowly but surely, those habits that you were doing can sometimes slow down or you stop doing them. So that was what it was for me one time when it happened. I want to know what it is for all of you, what it is that's brought you to this call. And I mean, if nobody is interested in being coached today, hi, Lori. Oh, somebody does put their hand up. All right. I am going to bring April up because, yeah, that's what we're here for, is to talk this stuff through and figure it out with you. April, I'm gonna. Oh, there you go. How are
Hi.
you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
I'm a little nervous.
A little nervous.
You'll have to forgive me. Today's just an emotional day in general, but for me. But you were talking about what brought us here. And so I was in OBS for a couple of years and overweight, since I was a little girl, all that. And I had lost 60 pounds while in OBS. I had been coached to how to let go of my fitness pal, and I was doing really well, and I was moving more, and all those things were going really well. And then then I hit a point where I wasn't losing, and I kept cutting back what I was eating, kept cutting back to what I was eating to the point where like I was not feeling well. I was having headaches, I had brain fog, a lot of physically just not feeling well. I was taking it to the extreme. Please, I'm not blaming the program. It was my extremism that I tend to have. And but at that time I thought, okay, maybe I've hit a point where I have to go back to what I was doing with calories, and my brain went very, very far to the wrong way. I also started therapy last year, which hit me harder than I was prepared for. I was very naive going into therapy, thinking, yes, I know what I'm going to talk about. I've talked about it before, blah, blah, blah. And so I quit. I left Novia for a few months, and I rejoined in January. I have not lost any weight since January. I've maintained where I'm at, but I had gained, I want to say 30 or 40. I had gotten down to 293, and I'm back up to 330, so whatever that is. And I'm just struggling with just struggling. I feel like I'm doing well overall. I don't, you know, but it's just not really
It
happening
sounds
right
like you do have recognition, though, about what shifted things.
now.
That you put yourself in a situation going to therapy where you were dealing with a lot more emotions by the sounds of it. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
And as you were dealing with those emotions, what habits, like which ones of your no BS habits did you let go of?
I stopped writing a plan, and I stopped listening to when I had hit enough because I wasn't feeling well, so I went back to counting calories, and essentially the mindset of like, well, still within calories, so I can finish it. And I wasn't really connecting to enough anymore. Hunger was still kind of pretty good. I was still waiting for that, but stopping at the enough point, what really was enough for me, not what I thought should be enough for me, which is where I was pushing it way too far, to the point where like my husband, who never questions what I eat, was like, are you sure you're okay with what you're eating? Like, so it was definitely to an extreme. For me at that time.
So we stopped planning and we stopped trusting ourselves the same way we were with what enough was and wasn't. And so where are you at today with that? Are you planning now?
I haven't let go of my fitness pal again, so I've still been tracking that way, so I'm
That is
not
planning, right?
consistent. That's what one of my other friends who's in the program says. She says, why do you have so much judgment around it? And I'm not really sure, but it is planning. And what I've been doing recently was I food prep on Sundays, so I pretty much always know what my meals are anyway, for the whole week. So it's the action of just like I've been setting it up and like not checking it. I became obsessive with it, like checking it throughout the day. So now I'm just like, okay, on Sundays I start putting my plan together for the week, and like that's just what it is. And I've done really well with that, and I felt good. I will say it's only been a week or two where I've been like at a better place with that. So I'm just impatient and feeling frustrated because I feel like this whole time I've been trying. But so I'm just feeling very frustrated with the with that. But I understand it's also probably not realistic expectations.
Well, that's one of the stories that's kind of working against you is this the ju like there's a lot of judgment here, April, about how you're doing it, how hard it is, how much you're trying. Is that something you've worked on in the past, is letting go of some of the judgment?
When I was really involved with the program, the No BS program, yes, I had gotten to a very healthy place with it. And that's part of too where some of the judgment and frustration is coming from, because I feel like I was in a very healthy place, and I went back to a very unhealthy place. So feel frustrated. Like, how could I have made such progress in those areas and then gone back to such undoing of the progress is what it feels like. So I'm trying to get reconnected with that. I've tried working on watching the regain videos. I've done some of the worksheets. I haven't finished it yet. I haven't been consistent with doing it every day, but I think I'm on video three, maybe.
Okay, of the regain reset. Are you doing the worksheets along with it?
I did a couple of them. I think I hit a point where I wasn't sure how to answer some of them on one of them, on the last one, and I just never went back to it.
Okay. Sorry. Please.
Bless you.
Thank you. Okay. So when you hit a point where you're not sure what to do with it, then what are you doing? Aside from we stop and we're not doing it, what could
Right.
you do instead next time?
Not really sure. I do know in my life in general, it is a theme that when I am unsure, I just kind of stop. I don't go back to it.
Okay. Have you ever used to ask coaches for it?
No.
Why not?
Not for worksheet work. I'm not sure really with ask coaches. When I was in it before, I used it maybe twice. It
Okay.
was very helpful when I did.
Okay.
But I guess I feel like I feel like I should know, I guess. I'm not sure. Like I guess I just never thought like to write in and ask coach today. I just don't know what to say here and like
That is
what could
an
they
app that
do
is,
with
I
that.
love that you said that, April, because I swear you are not alone in that. I hear that from so many women who say, well, I don't know what to say. That's exactly what I want you to say. But you actually do know what to say, just so you know. What you say is, I'm working on this worksheet, which, whether it's the, I've got it open in front of me, the rewriting the story, or whether it's the extracting what happened. Like, whatever worksheet it is you're working on, you say, this is the worksheet I'm working on. Here's what I've got so far. You can ask, am I on the right track? What else could I do? This doesn't make sense. My answer sounds stupid. Whatever you're thinking is what I want you to share with us. You can bring it and say,
Okay.
this doesn't feel helpful. What the hell? Like, you can say that. No matter what it
Okay.
is, I want you to just. Here's what I got. I don't know where to go from here. I don't even know how to start. Let us do our jobs, which is to ask you the next question that'll help get you to where you want to go with this, right?
Okay.
Because that's what we're here for. So I'd be curious if you have any idea what question was difficult for you.
I don't remember. I have the worksheet in the kitchen. I don't know if you want me to go get it, what kind of time we have, but I'm really not sure what it was. I'd have to look. I don't have it
Okay.
on me.
So, it sounds to me like you started with the rewriting the story, getting the story out. That's step one, right? What am I telling myself about the regain? And in that step, you're trying to list like every thought and notice how they make you feel.
I did write. I did do that part. Yep.
Okay. And then we're counteracting them, right? With, wait a minute. I have lost weight. I do know how to do this. And coming up with a more useful, helpful story that helps you feel more calm, that feels more logical, right?
Yes, I did do that. It did feel kind of like a back and forth in my brain, like kind of like yeah, you did do it, but then you undid it. And that's kind of
Yes.
just what kept coming back and forth while writing
Maybe.
that. But I did do that part of the worksheet, yes.
Okay. And that's basically where you're getting to with that, right? Because it is a back and forth. We did do it, but we didn't keep it off. And that's the part we want to get to, is figuring out where that happened, and then we can figure out why. Because often we get stuck in this spot. Well, I don't know what to do. Yes, you do know what to do. You know exactly how to lose weight, but we got to figure out that little piece that's in there that's holding you back from doing those things. And if it's for you that, well, I didn't keep it off, okay, that time because something came up. You put yourself in therapy and brought up a lot of stuff by the sounds of it.
More than I was prepared for.
Yeah. Where are you at with that now?
I'm still in therapy with her, and we have started EDMR, which is a
Excellent. Yep.
trauma. So it's still pretty intense
Okay.
process, but she's really great and very we go at my pace of when I'm ready, so it's kind of been a little bit longer to get for
Going
the
in there.
process.
Okay. Okay. So what would that look like in No BS if we worked on going at your pace?
I'm not sure because my brain always goes to when I'm in it, really in it, and doing the videos and the worksheets and the planning and the assessing, like it's so it helps keep everything in the forefront of my brain. At the same time, I feel very emotionally maxed out a lot of the time lately. So it feels like a lot to do it.
It's not allowing for you to feel the emotions that are happening. It's kind of like you locked in on, okay, when I'm losing weight, it has to be like boom, boom, boom. I have to be totally in it, like this all or nothing, which means I'm not feeling the emotions. I'm not allowing for them. Yes. And by going, what would it look like to go at your own pace is where we find a more even ground with this. Which could start with, like you said, I don't need to write the plan out every single day. What works for me right now is I am making a weekly plan. I do my meal stuff. I'm figuring that out, and that's enough. How does that feel as far as planning goes? Does that feel like maybe we could accept that for now?
I think so. I think more so maybe if I did it, because like I said, on Sundays, it really is pretty much dictated for the week. Everything is written down in general because I've prepped it all. Assessing probably would be more useful for me at the end of the day, like I used to do, because then I can see how I handled and how I showed up in terms of stopping at enough, which I know is where the bigger work is right now.
Okay. So what format are you trying to use my Fitness Pal?
I have been. But my therapist actually gave me this app that she has where I essentially just take a picture of the food and send it into that app, and there's no calories involved. It'll ask you like how you felt. Did you know, kind of same thing. Like, did you stop at enough? Did you skip the meal? Why did you skip the meal? Like those kind of questions instead of calorie-based information. So I just started that a couple of days ago.
Okay, and how's that gone
Mild
for you?
tracking calories, and I think I have such a negative thing about the calories only because I got to such a strong place with being in tune with myself until I took it to a dark place. And so I remember how it felt to feel that freedom with myself and trust with myself. And I think that's where I feel judgment of myself when I'm using my FitnessPal, because I feel like it's a sign that I'm not trusting myself like I was.
Is it?
I think it could be because I think it's helpful for me on some levels because I also have to track like sodium intake and protein intake, which is easier in there to do it, especially the salt, because keeping track of the salt is very hard. But I think it's just what I think about it. I don't think it's bad or good, really. It's what I make it mean about me, for sure. So.
What are you making it mean about you? It sounds, what you've said so far is that it means that I don't trust myself.
Yeah. That's what I make it mean in my head when I use it. So I feel less, I guess, less strong, less in tune with myself, and
Which
yeah.
makes sense, right? If you're like, oh, you don't trust yourself, April. Then of
Right.
course we'd be saying, oh, I'm doing something wrong. I'm supposed to try. Remember how good it felt before when I did trust myself? And yet you very quietly, last second there, kind of mentioned, well, but I have to track my sodium, and this makes it so easy to track it. Why do you have to track your sodium?
I was on high blood pressure medicine, but I did come off of it when I had lost my weight that I've lost. And I monitor my blood pressure at home to make sure. And I have also like swelling in my ankles. And so when I keep that under control, the salt, it makes a big difference for me.
That sounds pretty important.
That is.
Can you do it in your head? Can you, like, is there another way to do it?
Not the salt. I don't think so. Protein, yeah, I can pretty much figure out on my own now. I'm well versed in that, but the salt's tricky. It hides in places that I wouldn't think. Even in eggs, like eggs have sodium in it. And I never thought of that until I started tracking it.
So
But yeah.
using the MyFitnessPal that tracks your sodium makes that so easy. So what if we focus on that as the truth of why we're actually doing it and remind ourselves that we can use an app like that without it meaning we don't trust ourselves?
That's very true.
It really sounds like this is a very helpful thing for you in some ways. If only you would stop telling yourself that this means I don't trust myself.
That is just, yeah. Yep. I'm with that. That's for sure. That
Okay.
makes sense. Yeah.
So, just like anything that isn't true, if someone came to you and said it and it's totally just not true, you could say, that's no. Like, that's how we counter that story. That story may still come up. April, you're not trusting yourself. Yes, I am. I'm using this to track the salt intake. And then when I want to look at the calories, I'm going to remind myself that's not the point of this. How does that feel to work on that piece?
That feels good and real. Like it feels true. It is because it is true. It's been such a huge help in realizing things. So if I focus on that, that's the tool of it that I'm using, and that's a believable story that I can counteract the thought when it comes up for sure.
Now, I bet you'll also catch yourself. If your brain does try to use the calories and stuff like that as a way to go, oh, will you eat too many? Can you eat whatever? Be like, I mean, it is all kind of connected, right? Like, you're probably going to notice, oh, if my salt intake is way up, well, your calorie intake probably will be too. Like, it is all kind of connected, right? So, but it's just information. It doesn't have to mean you don't trust yourself until you try to make it mean that. Or believe that that's what it means. Okay. So for now, we are planning by taking photos of it, and we're doing the plan, then we're taking photos of it in this new one. We've been doing that for a couple of days, and that's felt pretty good.
Yes, but I remember. It's not good, but I like the questions that it asks, and it's just that I don't think it's on public for public use. I think it's through a
Okay.
therapist only,
Yeah.
just in case, because I think I saw somebody ask about that. I
Yeah.
will ask the name, but I think it's just if it's your therapist has access.
Right. Okay.
Hmm.
Okay. And so we've kind of extracted what happened and the habits that you kind of stopped doing because of all the judgment that was going on about the way you were planning and about the way you were going to the extreme with the doable hunger and how we kind of got that mixed up. So now going forward, what comes next for you?
In terms of the of my weight loss or
Yeah, in
planning.
terms of what you're, how you're moving forward, making, I guess, making peace with the regain and moving forward.
I have to continue writing about it because I do try to talk back to thoughts, but I have a lot of thoughts on a daily basis about the regain and what my life like how I can get back to losing weight and moving forward. And
Yes.
I did reach out, and I have a person that we've met once. She's a friend I met through Nobia, and so every Monday we're meeting through Zoom to talk about our week. So that's something that's very helpful for me. So moving forward, I just want to be proactive with that and doing the videos. I think I just set too many expectations. Like, I'm like, I'm going to do the videos every day at lunch. And it got to be a bit much for me to do it every day at work. So just because I need a mental break from work sometimes. So I think I have to set a little bit more realistic expectations of where I'm at
Yes.
and be okay with that being enough for now.
Okay. Because that's it does, so it feels to me like you are on to the S, the of the reset, which is spotting and stopping the pattern, right? It's where you're noticing that eating pattern where it shows up, that whole, diet mentality thinking or the extreme thinking, and the interrupting it and telling yourself the truth, telling yourself what's helpful. And maybe that could be something that's helpful at some time, even just coming up with those sentences that you can say to yourself to redirect during the day to this is what I'm doing right now, as opposed to always trying to watch a new video. Watch a new video. I want you to slow it down and bring it down to okay, how do I just take care of me today in this moment and focus on what I'm doing now, which is listening to my body, working on stopping it enough, not stressing the plan too much, right? Giving yourself what you actually need, like you said at lunchtime. Maybe I don't need to shove another video down my throat. Maybe I need to give myself an actual mental break. Yeah. So, if there's anything else that comes up going forward, I want you to reach out. You can send it to Ask Coaches. You can
I
send it to
will.
my attention. You can also email anytime.
Okay, I will. I will. I definitely stop because I feel like I don't even know what to say. Like, I just know I don't know what to say for the question at that time. But
Yeah.
I will write in if, and I will look at, I appreciate you so much, and I got to meet you when I went to my
Remember,
yes
I
camp.
remember
So
April.
it's an
Yes.
honor to speak with you today. But yeah, I would appreciate being able to attention it to you and write in.
Yeah. And I think one of the biggest things to remember with all of this is that always more than one thing can be true at a time. Right? That I did lose weight, but I also gained it back. Okay. I am not sure of this, but I am sure of that. Like just, and I just want you to be open to seeing it without the judgment. I think you're
I
doing
will
well.
work on
Like you said, you're taking it at your own pace with therapy. I want you to think of this as well. How can I take this at my own pace, but still keep moving forward? I get it. You want forward momentum. You want to start losing weight.
Yeah.
We can figure that out. But it's not all or nothing. Right? Have some compassion for yourself for where you're at, and by the sounds of it, doing a lot of heavy lifting in the background with the emotional work. Right.
I will work on that for
Are you
sure.
coming to camp this year?
I am not coming to in-person camp, but once they release the virtual, I'll be doing virtual
Okay.
then.
Well, then maybe I'll see you in Zoom land. But if you
Yes,
change your
I
mind,
hope
it'd
so.
be great to see you in person again, for sure.
I agree. I will be there in person in spirit,
In
in my
spirit.
heart. But,
Well,
yeah.
I'm sure I'll be in Zoom rooms. So, maybe I can see you there. Okay.
Yeah, for sure. I
All
appreciate
right.
your time today. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for putting up your hand, April. And I will hopefully see you in Ask Coaches. Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. Let's see. I don't have any questions in the Q&A. Yeah, so as April said, she's going to look for the name of the app. And Elena said, I used Ask Coaches a lot, but it feels like I keep asking the same question and never make the changes needed to get the result. Elena, that's what I want you to come and say to us then. So I would love for you to be able to work on naming what is the change you were told to make or you thought you would make, and we can help you with why you're not doing it, right? Sometimes it's too big an ask at the beginning, but we want to make sure we don't put ourselves in this spot where we freeze and we're stuck and then we just don't do anything, right? More often than not, when you're trying to make changes, you want to start with the smallest thing possible. When I first started with a workout routine, it was years ago. It was right back when I first started with No BS. And actually, it's just the concept lined up perfectly with what we teach here, too, though. But I had to break it down. It would be like week after week, I would say to my therapist, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to work out. I'm going to go on the treadmill. We had it like 5 minutes a day. I still couldn't do it. I don't know. I just couldn't. Until she finally brought it down to, could you just put your shoes by the treadmill? And that's what I did. 1 week, that's all I did. I put the shoes by the treadmill. And then she had me, okay, your shoes are now by the treadmill. Could you just go to the treadmill and stand there for 1 minute? So that, like, how does that sound like it's going to lead to somebody working out? But it does, because I had to break it down that small for my brain to get over this mental block I had of the fear that I had about doing it. So that's what, again, we can help in Ask Coaches with how to break something down to a point where you will take the one step that could be the step that takes you to the next one and the next one and the next one. And then eventually you are doing the thing that will get you the actual results, right? So, right now I don't have anybody else with their hand up. Is there anybody else that would like to put their hand up, that would like coaching on today's call, or that has been working through the regain reset, has any questions or anything like that? Otherwise, we will be getting out of here early because I don't have any questions. Melissa, I have used the how I eat and also the Zoe app, which counts plants. Oh, okay, the plant counts plant protein, not plant protein, plants. Okay. There are so many different apps out there that you can use to track different things. But we also don't forget we have a lot of great worksheets too. Like our habit tracker is a really good one. It's one page and it's where you're tracking your breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Did I wait for hunger? Did I stop at enough? Because that's really going to help us see the habits that are going to create weight loss. It also tracks at the bottom if you're, drinking your water, doing the other things. So, can be very, very helpful. All right. There's actually a lot of you on this call, and nobody seems to want to put their hand up and talk through any of this. So, okay, April mentioned that her app is called RR Eating Disorder Management, and it's through a therapist. Yeah. So, that one is definitely through your therapist. It's not a public app. Well, all right, ladies. Nobody else is having an issue. Somebody mentioned they have a question. I haven't seen any questions. We will. The question that's been asked is how one could start using the several methods of eating less, but in tiny little bitty steps to start. Okay, yeah, we discuss a lot of methods in this program, like the halftime method, the timer method, pausing and checking in. One really small way you could start is by just acknowledging as you're serving your food. This, I could do this today. I don't have to, but I could. And then what I'd want you to do is notice what comes up and then bring that to ask coaches. Say, hey, I served my food and I was thinking I could do the halftime method, but this was what my fear was. I will tell you sometimes the fear is not based in fact. Like the halftime method's a really good example. I've had a lot of clients say they have fear around trying it, and yet it's because they think the goal of it is to eat half their food. And that is 100% not the goal at all, right? The thing is, the goal of doing any of these methods is to experiment, right? It's to see enough coming. That's what the halftime method is. So that's something that I want you to make sure you have it in your head exactly what you're doing and why. But then that baby step would be to plan, I'm going to think about doing it. I'm going to pick one meal maybe this week that I might really think about doing it, sitting with it. As far as the timer method, like if we're experimenting with waiting for hunger or pausing before we start eating to see, am I actually hungry? A tiny step towards that could be I am going to pause for 10 seconds. 10 seconds, that's it. The minute I think, oh, I might be hungry, it's time to go eat. I'm going to go wait 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Okay, you get the point, right? You're going to count 10 seconds. That's it. Just give yourself that 10 seconds to go. I'm okay. This is safe. And then gradually increase it. And no, we don't go from 10 seconds to 10 minutes. We go to like 15 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds, right? See what feels doable. Okay. Kirsten, it looks like, has raised her hand. Michelle says, I've signed up for counseling, but I'm stalling and haven't got a hold of her and I can't figure out why. Probably because your brain is afraid of what's going to come up. That would be my biggest guess. All right. Kirsten, is it?
Yes, exactly.
Excellent. It's nice to meet you, Kirsten.
You too. I actually listened to one of your intimacy calls the other day,
Oh, yeah.
and it was really good. Basically, it was about drilling down what the initial cause of the thought process, right?
Yes.
So it was really good. So I'm glad I can hop on this call where farmers and my husband is just headed up to the field and he's in for lunch. And I'm like, dude, hurry up and go so I can get on this call.
All right.
So he's gone. He might pop in, but he
Okay.
should be gone. So
Last May, I went off the birth control pill in 52, and did a deep dive into menopause. Poor sleep, hot flashes, all the things, and a lot of like really increased cravings. And long story short, I've gained 40 pounds. I'm working with a naturopath, I'm working with my doctor. So with supplementation and hormone therapy, you know, my sleep is back. That's fantastic. That's huge. But what I have noticed in this last couple months, something that I have never actually experienced in my whole life, is food noise. And it's explained it to my girlfriend the other day, and it's different because this is, it feels sneaky, right? Before it was like, oh, you know, oh, I could eat something. Oh, there's chips. Let's go have chips. And now my brain is like, you know, there's chips in the drawer. There's ice cream. And like it feels different. But on top of that, I'm feeling like maybe weight loss isn't possible, even though I know that's not necessarily true. So
So what
I
hold on. You're thinking, I don't know if weight loss is possible. And when you think that, how do you feel?
very defeated.
Yeah. Now, logical part of your brain says, well, that might not be 100% true. We don't know. But notice that when you think it, you end up feeling this defeated feeling. And then when we're sitting there feeling defeated, when we got this def it's like you've turned on a radio station that's just kind of a bit of white noise in the background, and it's like defeated going bzzz in the background of your brain. And if you're feeling defeated, it makes sense to me why your brain would be trying to bring up, well, you know, there's chips. Kirsten, there's ice cream. You know, salty, sweet, salt. Oh, that'd be so good. Right? Like it makes sense because we haven't turned that radio station off yet and said, F you, radio station. Weight loss is possible. I just maybe haven't figured out the right combination of steps at this point in my life yet.
Yes.
Then that noise can kind of calm down a little bit. And you get to start to see the food noise for what it is. And it helps you be even sort of more in tune with having answers to that too.
I am getting, I'm getting better. Like I'm gonna give myself, I'm gonna cheer myself because I've been my biggest cheerleader.
Right.
You know, I am catching thoughts, I'm catching cravings before. I mean, the first 6 months after I went into menopause, I would literally, like, I call it waking up. I would wake up and I would be eating and not actually remember how I got there.
Yeah.
So, like, I've made huge improvements,
Okay.
but I feel like now that I have more of a realization or a handle or recognition of some of the thought processes that's going on, I'm like, so what's the next step? Because right now I've been in maintenance for 3 months, but I would like to step into weight loss.
Excellent. So, next step is we want to look at the data. Like, how are you doing with water? How is your sleep at this point? How are you doing with waiting for hunger and stopping at enough? Do you know?
Water, I get 3 to 4 liters of water every day, so that's good.
Okay.
I get between 6.5 and 7 hours of sleep most nights. My goal is 7 because I actually function really well with 7. But with our farming lifestyle, sometimes that's not, doesn't always happen, but my goal is 7 and I get it most of the time. I'm actually pretty good about waiting for hunger. 100%. My two big roadblocks are the things that I know slow or prevent weight loss is afternoon eating and eating too much at supper time.
Okay. So in the afternoon, are you hungry?
So I am hungry when I eat lunch. I am not hungry when I continue to eat till supper time, when I then again eat.
Okay, so what is happening at that time of day then? Have you tried the new YI8 on the work on the website?
I have looked at it. I've actually tried it. So it's new, so I forget about it.
Yeah.
So that's my transition time. So I am done work. I come
Yeah.
in, I eat lunch, I'm tired, often have to deal with my husband, who I love, but sometimes it's irritating as I'll get out.
Right.
And so I'll, part of it is like procrastination eating. Part of
What are
it
you
is
procrastinating?
anything. Like, just because I'm done work doesn't mean life stops, as we all know. So, and we
So
farm, so
what's
there's a million
next?
things to do.
So when you're done work, what is your next chore or thing to do?
Well, eat lunch, and
Yeah.
then it depends on the day. So sometimes it's working with cows, sometimes it's in the garden, sometimes it's working with horses, sometimes it's doing errands and getting parts. Like, it's very, my days tend to be pretty different day to day, which is good and bad.
Okay. Do you ever
And
take a break
I
when you have lunch for yourself, like to read a book or to cat nap or?
often nap, because
Okay.
I've been working with this transitional eating for a while, and stopping and taking a nap is really
Yep.
helpful.
Nice.
Part of I haven't been stopping for a nap, and part of it's because we're seeding right now, so that means my husband is going like 18 to 20 hours a day. And although that doesn't mean I need to not stop, I feel guilty for stopping.
Why?
Just they work so hard.
Yeah. And if you don't stop, does that help alleviate some of his work?
No, because I can't do what he does.
Hmm. So we want to look at that and go, okay, guilt, here you are. Why? Why do I need you here right now? Because when you show up guilt, it sounds like that makes you want to eat. Is that true or?
No, it's
Okay.
eating it typically is what I do to avoid things. So like I will eat rather than rest because resting makes me feel guilty. Oh, how about that? Huh.
This is what I
I could
love.
just go rest.
Yeah, sometimes just saying stuff out loud, like we sometimes don't even just verbalize what's going on in our head. And when we do, we catch it and go, wait, that's what I think? Oh, well, hold on. Yeah, you could just go rest.
Yeah. I feel like I'm making progress. I feel like I'm just like that one thought or that one process or that one action away from
Yeah.
making progress.
Yeah. So I think for you, for this week, maybe it could be looking at planning. When I have my lunch, I'm then going to have a rest or take a break before I move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
Because you've then given yourself permission to do it. So we've taken eating off the table. You've already had lunch. You're good. It's kind of like, the concept of closing the kitchen at night.
Yeah.
For you, it could be closing the kitchen after lunch. Okay, I'm going to close the kitchen.
Yeah.
And now I either go and lay down, or if I'm ready to carry on with the day, I can. How would that feel, do you think,
Yeah.
sis?
I think that could definitely work. And I mean, then I do rest, but often it's not until I have eaten my way through most of the afternoon. And then I
Yeah.
rest because then I'm actually tired physically and emotionally because I've just done the things. So if I rest first, then maybe I won't feel the need to graze through the afternoon.
Yeah. And I want you to think about that as you serve your meal, your lunch. Pick a set amount so that we're not just grazing through it. We're like, okay, this is what I'm having today. Then I'm
Yeah.
having my rest. Then I can decide what's happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also reminding yourself of kind of what the point of it all is. The point of it is you are an obese woman, and your goal is I eat if and when I'm hungry. Not if and when I'm tired, not if and when I don't want to do things. It's I eat if my body physically needs the food.
Yeah.
Right? That feel doable for this week?
It feels very doable. I'm so
Excellent.
glad Sheldon got done lunch.
Oh, I'm so glad that you raised your hand and we got to talk this through. Then your next step is going to be using the website, using that question thing, and then bringing it to ask coaches if you need to. Right there,
Yeah.
we end it with here's some resources or here's some questions. Tell us this and ask coaches, and we can help you figure out the next steps.
Okay.
But I bet you the nighttime eating could be similar to the afternoon eating. There's some place you're not
Yes.
seeing enough. You're not saying, okay, I'm done and I'm moving on.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Let me know how that goes.
Absolutely. Thanks.
All right. Have a great rest of your day. I'm going to
You
put, oops. All right. Take care, Kirsten. Oops, I didn't mean to mute you. There we go. Okay, I'm going to check. The Q&A here. So Anonymous says, I keep losing and gaining the same 3 pounds. Hey, we have a call for that. Stop fucking around with the same 5 pounds. I starve, lose weight, then add more food, then gain weight. Yeah, so we're trying not to starve. We probably need a little bit more information here about how's your water? How's your sleep? But the point is, we're never trying to starve. And what happens sometimes if we're doing a cycle like that, where we're starving and then we're balancing that with overeating, is your body's kind of going to get all confused and not know what it's doing or which way's up. So I want you to think about doable hunger, doable hunger. So think about that. Why? Somebody says in the newsletter today, it talked about our whys, a realization that my whys are not whys, but they're shoulds. I should lose weight. I should be more healthy. How do you find a why? Well, you ask yourself, you ask yourself why. Why should you lose weight? Why should you be help more healthy? What is the point of that? Sometimes the answer will be, well, I want to live longer. Okay, well, what's it going to take then? Like, how are you going to know that you're creating this healthier body that's going to live longer? Or, you just keep asking yourself why that's important. So if it's I should lose weight, why? What's better in your life if you've lost weight? That's how you're going to find what the real why is behind all these things. Okay, that seems to be all of our questions. Kirsten mentioned the body image and intimacy call. That is not this Tuesday, but the following Tuesday. So Keep an eye out for that. And oh, I have somebody else with their hand raised. No, I didn't mean it. Okay. Yeah, I think we're just about at end of time. So bring all of your questions to ask coaches. Please, as you're doing the worksheets, or if you're doing the regain reset and you're doing the work in there, come to ask coaches and ask us for our help in getting to the next step and the next step, right? Make sure you're actually doing each step along the way, because that's how it's really going to help you and really be impactful. And if it's something you could think about as well, it's something that we do a lot of in private coaching, is working with people one-on-one on things like that. So that's something that you can always look on our website and get more information about. Talk to MJ. You can book a call with her to discuss if it would help with what you're looking for, and also to discuss which coach might be a great fit for what you're working on. Okay. All right, everybody. It was so good to see you today. Happy Mother's Day to those who are celebrating that today. And I will see you in about a week and a half on the body image and intimacy call. Okay. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.